The Departure by Neil Asher. Read by Peter Noble. Throughout the early years of the 21st century, internet blogs and news groups displaced the slow, moribund, and politically tribal newspapers. As internet technology became easier to use, TV news incorporated itself into it to survive, thus also sliding out of political control. However, as politicians worked diligently to weld together the main blocks of world nations into a coherent and oppressive whole, and their grip on people's everyday lives grew steadily tighter, governments increasingly monitored, censored, and stifled the internet. Consequently, the stories appearing on the main news services only infrequently strayed out of approved bounds. The news returned to being either a mouthpiece for the main parties or else 100% tabloid pap. The 25th Mars mission in 2124, of course, got plenty of airtime as the then slightly antiquated Mars Traveller 6 sped on past Mars to be cannibalized within the asteroid belt. Its fusion engine dismounted and attached to an asteroid consisting almost completely of metals, and that was blasted back to near-Earth orbit. In that time, the nations of the two main political blocs were steadily sacrificing individual power to a massive, corrupt, and hugely wasteful centralized government. So what didn't make it into the main news was that funding for further Mars missions had meanwhile dried up, as the steadily expanding bureaucracy of what developed into the Committee, a totalitarian world government, leached up increasingly scarce world resources. The Gene Bank squatted next to the Leuven monorail, a fat cylinder half a kilometre tall, sitting just on the fringes of the government sub-city comprising 90% of the Brussels urban sprawl. Because of its supposedly apolitical purpose, the bank didn't warrant inspectorate guards, its security system consisting of old-style palm and retinal scanners. However, if there was a problem here, the inspectorate could get a unit of enforcers on site within minutes. And, Alan Saul noted while he swept past crowded pavements in his stolen car, other more frightening security patrolled the area. The three tall shepherds strode into view from behind the Gene Bank just as he turned into a slipway leading up to the staff car park. These sinister machines were fashioned of gleaming metal and white plastic. They each stood on four spider legs, their knee joints rising a meter above their inverted teardrop tick-like bodies. Saul spotted that while two of them had their crowd control gear neatly folded in below their smooth bodies, one of them had a man bound up in its adhesive tentacles, his arms and legs hanging slackly. Obviously, the robots were on their way back from a food riot, and this one had yet to deliver its captured subversive to the inspectorate. They moved on out of sight, stepping delicately through crowds cramming an urban pedway over that way.